welcome to another edition of the Murray Claims podcast. Murray Claims is from Grigor & Young, solicitors and estate agents in Elgin and Forest, Murray, and we aim to help you with your personal injury claim in such a way that it does not cost you anything, whether you are successful or whether your claim does not succeed. This edition of the podcast is about personal injury insurers in particular and what we would consider to be the words which they find the most difficult to say in correspondence with us. Do you like puns and plays on words? If you do like words and puns, then the internet is a mine of nuggets. For example, in India, sari always seems to be the hardest word. If you're looking for alternative definitions of words, the Uxbridge English Dictionary from BBC Radio 4's I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue has examples such as cardiology, the study of knitwear, and faculty, cockney for there's no more Scottish blend, or PG tips, or whatever your favourite tea is. Words are not always what they seem to be. The plain meaning of a word is rarely a given. The meaning of words can be twisted or ignored. In this edition of the podcast, we'll consider three words or phrases which insurers in personal injury claim situations will avoid using if they can, and will twist as far as possible if they cannot be avoided. So what are these unforgivable words and phrases? We'll get to them in a minute. First of all, we need to understand the context in which the problematic terminology arises. Your personal injury solicitor wants to achieve for you the highest level of compensation reasonably possible, as soon as reasonably possible as well. There are various tactics your solicitor can employ, and at a relatively early stage in the process, there's a point where potentially some pressure can be applied on your behalf. This is the point where the opposing side, which is usually insurers, should confirm their position on liability. In Scotland, most claims proceed according to a framework provided by the Compulsory Pre-Action Protocol. In this way, your solicitor will intimate your claim in writing to the party against whom the claim is to be made. Their insurers then have up to 3 months to investigate the merits of the claim. At the end of that time, they must give their decision. Do they accept that the claim should be settled, or do they deny responsibility for paying compensation? In other words, is liability admitted or denied? It's not necessarily black and white. Liability can be fully admitted or fully denied, but it can also be partially admitted. This is what is known as contributory negligence, which is a topic you can find information about elsewhere on the website, where your injuries were partly the fault of the other party and partly your own fault. That's contributory negligence. So in terms of the protocol that I've been talking about, by the end of 3 months from intimation of the claim, the insurers should confirm in writing the following three things. Firstly, is liability admitted? Secondly, if liability is it admitted 100% or is it only admitted partially? And thirdly, if liability is admitted, is it a binding admission of liability? So we'll now go on to discuss these three things in detail. Firstly, is liability admitted? By one online definition, admitted means confessed to be true or to be the case. The fact that it's a confession brings out the feeling that it's something against your interests that you're doing. It's an agreement that's somehow being dragged out of you. And that's often how it feels with insurers. The pill of admitting liability is almost too bitter to swallow. So you get insurers saying things like, We are prepared to negotiate settlement of this claim, which is not admitting liability, or even we're prepared to consider this claim, again, which is not admitting liability. So neither of these is good enough. You need the insurer to confirm that liability is admitted. So secondly, is liability admitted 100%? Of course, 100% means completely or entirely, and we need to hear from the insurers, ideally, that liability is admitted 100%, that they're going to settle your claim in full. At the very least, though, we need to hear the percentage that liability is admitted. So let's say it's admitted 75%. That means there's 25% contributory negligence. And in that case, the insurer should also be explaining why they say you were 25% to blame for your injuries. And they should also disclose any relevant documents, which would include things like accident reports, training records, risk assessments, and so on. You need to know if liability is admitted 100% or what percentage the insurer says should apply in the circumstances of your accident. But more often than not, the insurer will just say that liability is admitted, and they won't mention any percentage, and they won't mention the third of these, if you like, forbidden terms. So what is that third thing? As I say, we've had, firstly, is liability admitted? Secondly, what percentage is liability admitted? And the third one is, if you admit liability, are you going to be bound by the admission? Is it a binding admission of liability? The word binding, when applied to an agreement or promise, means that it involves an obligation that cannot be broken. In other words, where your word is your bond. Insurers prefer to gloss over this element and avoid using the word binding or any variation of that word. So you might get confirmation that liability is admitted 100%, but no mention of whether it's binding or not. And again, from our point of view, on your behalf, that's not good enough. And why is it not good enough? Why does it matter if you don't get an admission of liability that's clear as to the percentage and the bindingness? Well, it will often come back to haunt you in our experience. If the insurers are not tied to an agreement about liability, assuming it's an acceptable agreement on liability to you, the risk is that they'll have a nasty surprise for you later on. The admission of liability, in inverted commas, will turn out to be, say, an admission of 10% liability. In other words, they're saying you're 90% to blame for the accident and they will be agreeing to pay you 10% of the value of your claim. So an admission of 100% liability may well later be withdrawn for some reason, spurious or otherwise. For example, the insurers will say new information has come to light and because of that we're having to review the degree to which we say you're to blame and we think you're much more to blame for the accident than we had thought originally, or something like that. Developments like that, where there's a change in the insurer's position, can really be a serious tactical problem for your claim if by that time you've disclosed your medical evidence and the insurers have a good idea of the likely full value of your claim. If you'd pressed the insurers to be explicit on these three points at the right time, you would have avoided these difficulties. You would know exactly where you stood on liability with absolute confidence. Had the insurers refused to confirm liability, or the percentage, or the willingness to be bound, in terms of this protocol, you could legitimately have said, okay, that's the end of the negotiations, I'm going to raise a court action because you're not being explicit enough, you're not playing by the rules of the protocol. To give you an example, in general terms, what a typical exchange about liability looks like in correspondence between an insurer and a solicitor, and this is annoyingly frequent that we have this kind of exchange where it's just like drawing teeth from the insurer to get these three things confirmed. Thank you. So first of all, insurer says, we're prepared to admit liability in the circumstances and look forward to receiving your medical evidence and valuation. We go back and say, please confirm that liability is admitted 100% and that the admission is binding. The insurer in return comes back and says, we admit liability 100%, so that's an improvement. We look forward to receiving your quantification of your client's claim. But they haven't said anything about whether it's binding. So we go back and say, we need you to confirm that your 100% admission of liability is a binding admission. Insurer comes back and says, we have already admitted liability 100%. So that's not telling us anything we don't know. They're not saying anything about whether it's binding. And we go back and say, you're in breach of the protocol as you have not confirmed that you will be bound by your admission of liability. If you do not confirm your position within 7 days, we will have to advise our client to raise a court action. And then the insurer will come back, typically not within 7 days, just to make a point. So maybe 17 days later, they come back and say, we confirm that our admission of 100% liability is binding. So that, finally, is good enough. And that has involved something like 6 or 7 emails just on that issue to get to the conclusion that we want to hear. So as a summary, you could say sorry may be the hardest word, at least Elton John may say that. Liability is admitted bindingly, and 100% may be the hardest sentence for personal injury insurers, containing the 3 most choke-inducing words and phrases. These 3 being admitted, bindingly, and 100%. That's the end of today's podcast. I hope you found it a useful insight into the nuts and bolts and the real nitty-gritty of the issues that you can face with a personal injury claim, just about one aspect of it at one stage of the claim. And these are, you could say, words and phrases which on the face of it, personal injury insurers somehow just want to erase from their vocabularies. They don't want to even think about using these words if they can avoid it. If you have any questions as a result of this podcast topic, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us. You can email us, you can phone up, you can send messages via the website. There are various articles and other podcasts on the website which we hope might be helpful. We're always keen to help in any way we can. It's often the case that we hear from people who are quite far away from us geographically and we can't really help them directly, but we're always helpful in trying to give assistance in who might be the best person or institution to help you with your inquiry or to take on your claim or whatever. So please do get in touch. Thanks very much for listening to this episode, and hopefully there will be another one reasonably soon. Bye for now. Until the next time.